When golf legend Arnold Palmer died last Sunday, tributes and remembrances poured in from around the world. The loss hit home especially hard in places like Latrobe, Pennsylvania, where Palmer lived even after retirement, and from locations like Augusta, Georgia, where the King, as he was known in the golf world, won 4 Masters tournaments over his amazing career. One place you might not immediately think about in relation to Arnold Palmer's Vermont, but there is indeed a connection. Palmer founded the Golf Academy at the Stratton Mountain Resort, and recently, VPR's Mitch Wortlieb spoke with Kemet Hand, who was the registrar at the Arnold Palmer Golf Academy, and she talks about how the Academy was born and its connection to Arnold Palmer.
It was founded in the early 70s, and we had a 5-year contract with Arnold Palmer, went from 70 to 75, and it was a golf school for young men, ages 11 to 17, and they came from all over the country, in fact, all over the world, for 3-week sessions to stay at the Stratton Mountain Resort and take golf lessons on a daily basis at the training site, which Arnold helped design at Stratton.
Well, why Stratton? I mean, what was his connection to Vermont?
Arnold had a close business relationship with Mark McCormick, who was the founder of the International Management Group, referred to as IMG. And I think Arnold was his first and perhaps most illustrious client in IMG. And so when Stratton was looking to promote their golf course and develop a training site, they connected with IMG and put the deal together. And we were quite thrilled to have his participation in both the design of the 16-acre training site, which exists today and is still in operation at this point, though mostly for adults.
Well, did Palmer visit Vermont much and Stratton specifically to, you know, get a look at the resort and find ways to create the space?
Oh, he did. He was here once the site got designed and was built and we were ready to open. First year, he came every 3-week session and his helicopter would fly in and land at the training site, and that in itself was a big source of excitement for the kids and all the people who came to see him. And then he'd stay for the day, stay overnight. We had some lovely functions when he was there, some dinners and some parties. He liked to go out on the town a little bit, and there were plenty of our Stratton employees and the counselors and the staff at the Golf Academy who were excited to take him around town.
Do you know if he ever skied in the winter at Stratton?
No, he didn't. I don't ever recall him coming back in the wintertime. We later, after Palmer left, we ended up having a tennis program with John Newcomb, and he did come and ski all the time. As a matter of fact, he bought a house at Stratton and learned to ski there. But Palmer was just there in the summertime and came as much as he could so that he could catch one session that was just leaving and a new session of kids that were coming in. And his arrival was absolutely the highlight of their whole experience.
Now, I understand that you met Arnold Palmer on a number of occasions. What was he like? Were there any stories about him that stand out to you?
Oh, he was just, as everyone has said, he was gracious and kind. He had time for everybody, whether it was the guy at the gas station who wanted to get his autograph or the parents of the kids in the golf school or staff. He was just gracious to everyone and very genuine, and he just connected with people. He had a unique way about him. I was lucky enough to see him a couple of years ago at a golf tournament in Florida, and we did a 18-hole cart ride around this tournament, and we had a chance to revisit some of the great times he had at Stratton, and he had fond memories, and as did all of us who were fortunate enough to get to know him.
Now, I guess when people go to Stratton Mountain, they will see the connection. I'm sure the name is up there prominently, but are people generally aware of this in Vermont, or are they kind of surprised when they find out that there is this connection with Arnold Palmer at Stratton Mountain?
Well, he is very much a part of the Stratton history, and Stratton just celebrated its 50 years of operating as a ski resort in Vermont, and a book was created by our fabulous photographer, Hubert Schriebel, that showed the history, and certainly pictures of Arnold Palmer were prominently included in that book because he was such a, he made such an impact there, and everybody loved him. So people who are skiing now may not know about it, but if they delve a little bit into the history of Stratton, Arnold Palmer is certainly right there.
Kemet Hand was the registrar at the Arnold Palmer Golf Academy in the early 1970s at Stratton Mountain. She lives in Manchester, Vermont now. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, you're quite welcome.